Trek signed Armstrong on 10 years ago, right after he beat cancer, and a year before embarking on a 7-race winning streak with the Tour de France. Speaking at a recent smoking ban rally in Madison, Armstrong told the crowd that he switched from European-made bikes to a Trek bicycle in his first Tour de France, and things worked out well from that point on.
I'm proud to say that I don't know where Trek was in terms of worldwide sales back in 1998, but I can tell you in 2005, Trek bicycles out of Wisconsin was the number one bike company in the entire world.
Trek marketing coordinator Eric B. Orling says Armstrong helped transform Trek into a $600 million company and a major employer for the small town of Waterloo. He says sales have remained steady despite Armstrong's departure from the Tour de France. B. Orling says that took some simple rebranding of the cycling champion.
He's obviously not out there in the public eye as much as he used to be when it comes to bike racing. Lance has done a phenomenal job, though, kind of remaking himself into an advocate for cycling in general, as well as cancer research, and he's doing a fantastic job making the focus on cancer research, and we're just happy to support him.
B. Orling adds Armstrong still helps them in almost every aspect of creating, testing, and marketing new bikes, including a specialized version of the Maldon model he used in the Tour de France. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.